Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Stop it with the ignorance. And we have to stop saying, oh, well, you know, you have to listen to people and no, you don't. The people who are not getting vaccines, who are believing the lies on the internet instead of science, it's time to start shaming them.
Shame, shame, shame. Shame on you. This was serious, but it turned into something fun.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
President Biden we're so fortunate that he did not win for president before when he ran, because we needed him now. He's perfect for now. He knows his foreign policy.
That's a bloody outrage, it is. I want to take this all the way to the Prime Minister.
Thank you, Boris. And I want to thank that fellow down under.
Oh, crikey!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. So many weird criminal stories on top of everything else. This South Carolina lawyer is in court right now facing fraud charges. This is the guy whose wife and son were murdered. And then he was shot, apparently. And the word is, the allegations are that he hired one of his former clients, this drug dealer, basically a career criminal, to shoot him so that his son could collect the $10 million insurance policy. And he was afraid that the suicide clause in the insurance policy would negate it if he killed himself. But the guy was such a great lawyer, he didn't bother to read the insurance policy, because the suicide clause expires after 2 years. So he didn't even have to hire the guy. But as it turns out, the guy didn't even, it being a career, even though he was a career criminal, he only managed to graze him in the head. So now the guy he hired to shoot him is under arrest, and he's under arrest on fraud charges for stealing millions from his law firm. It's just it's going to be a race to the cameras and to the small screen, all the Netflix and Amazon and everybody is.
Well, yeah, I think they already, like, somebody already bought the rights to this guy's story, Murdaugh's story.
Well, I think everybody's going to do it, though, aren't they? I mean, you know, you can just go off the newspaper stories and just try to recreate it. It's just a very weird story. And the kid that was killed with the mother, he was facing charges on a drunken boating accident in which he killed some a young woman. And he was also a person of interest, as they say, in the death of a gay man who was found alongside a highway near where this family lived. They're very rich. It's like a Southern Gothic tale. And then you got this Gabby Petito story, this young woman missing with her boyfriend as a person of interest. And it's only a matter of time till they grab his van and they start searching for evidence. And, you know how these things usually play out. I just want to mention one thing before we get back to other topics like Thoroughly Modern Millie and the COVID-19. And again, Massachusetts might create a statewide vax ID system, Baker says. So again, he was trying to.
Did this just happen?
Yes, it did just happen. He was trying to go on the wagon, I think, because he knows how wildly unpopular this stuff is, especially with Republican voters. But he just can't help himself.
Sorry.
He just can't help himself. He has to do it. He has to kick people around.
I'm chuckling.
It's so much fun to tell people what they can and cannot eat at restaurants, and to send out the turkey patrol before Thanksgiving to make sure no one buys a butterball or an oven stuffer over 12 pounds.
There's a lot at stake here.
It's so much fun to outlaw Super Bowl parties, Halloween trick-or-treating, tell people they can't go to the funerals or the wakes of their deceased relative or friends.
In a room.
Speaking of which, bail was denied today. Speaking of unspeakable crimes, the legal alien, drunk career criminal Ukrainian from Western Massachusetts who killed seven motorcyclists in New Hampshire. He was driving a truck, stoned out of his mind and drunk, apparently. And he should have had his license pulled by the Registry of Motor Vehicles, but there are too many hacks working there, and they were investigating flatulence outbursts in the office in Quincy. The VIPs are laughing, but it's true. It's true.
Wait, I beg your pardon. What did he just say? A flatulent outburst?
Flatulence outburst. There was a city councilor or town councilor, whatever they call it, in Braintree, and he was in charge of this program where they would pull the licenses of people who were stopped in other states. In this case, I guess the guy was stopped in Connecticut, the guy who ended up killing the seven motorcyclists in New Hampshire. And they did an investigation afterwards, and they hired a law firm, and they said, why wasn't this guy doing anything? What was he doing in the office every day in Quincy? See, this was a good place because all these guys were from Braintree. And, you know, no one from Braintree wants to, you know, drive a long distance, like up to Boston. So they have to set up a huge hack agency in Quincy. So that handles all the near South Shore hackerama. And they could all just go there for their no-show jobs or their seldom-show jobs. So this guy, he actually was running for mayor. You don't remember this, Taylor?
It's all foggy.
They issued the report. It was so
that's the wrong word to use when you're talking about flatulence.
The report was so devastating. You know when they issued it? Thanksgiving Eve. I was visiting my daughter in Dallas. I was sitting in the hotel room going over the report because I said, they're not going to get away with this as far as I'm concerned. I don't care if I lose an evening with my daughter and on the eve of a holiday. I'm going to write this thing not because I'm a dedicated worker, but just because I take it personally that they're trying to put one over on me. But anyway, the guy that was the city councilor or whatever from Braintree, they said, what does he do? And he said, he's really concerned that there's been a really bad smell in the office. So he goes around from desk to desk and goes. So instead of pulling the licenses of these, and this guy was not just a drunk driver or a junkie. He was actually committing crimes. He was doing hit and runs in Texas, that kind of stuff. He had traffic citations in I think 7-8 states between here and Iowa, but they weren't doing anything because they were too busy running down flatulence patrols. And so then this terrible accident happened. And do you know what he did immediately when they found out that the guy's license hadn't been pulled? He had tickets to the Red Sox game in London and didn't want to give them up. So he just took off, went to London and started posting on the Facebook page. Here I am at Wimbledon or wherever the hell they were playing the game, and I'm enjoying myself. That's the wonderful, wonderful world that we live in. Anyway, the Ukrainian today was denied bail up in New Hampshire. He's been claiming he's a victim. Of course, they're all victims, aren't they? 844-500-4242. But the big news out of the federal system today is that John Durham, you may have seen his picture on a milk carton, former U.S. attorney in Connecticut. He's the special counsel.
One of two pictures of him that exist.
Yeah. He's probably, I've seen him in court. He prosecuted a case in Boston, the Zip Connolly crooked FBI case. But, he's not seen often in public, but he is now seeking, according to the New York Times, a grand jury indictment against Michael Sussman, a cybersecurity lawyer at a Democrat-allied law firm. I'll bet you can guess the name. It's Perkins Coie. That's Hillary Clinton's law firm that represented Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign. He was pushing the now debunked. I like the way they put that, now debunked. Not debunked by the New York Times. The New York Times won a Pulitzer Prize for pushing the debunked claims about secret communications between Russia's Alpha Bank and the Trump Organization in the lead up to the 2016 presidential election. So he made a false statement to the FBI, according to the impending indictment. And he told an FBI investigator, a hack by the name of James Baker, who's since been shown the door. He was the FBI general counsel. He said that he was not operating on behalf of a client, but he made the mistake of then sending a bill for his meeting with Baker and charged it to the Clinton campaign. In other words, he left a paper trail. And the Durham's team has obtained the records showing that that Sussman, again from Perkins Coie, billed work on the Alpha Bank matter to the Clinton campaign. And of course, they're denying everything, and they say that this is an unwarranted deviation from the apolitical and principled way in which the Justice Department is supposed to do its work. Well, it is a deviation from the way they usually do the work, because Sussman's a Democrat. So that's the obvious deviation here. A political way in which the Department of Justice is supposed to work. I mean, it's anything but apolitical. It's just so bad. And Fusion GPS is mixed up in this, by the way. And Fusion GPS is being sued by Alpha Bank. And so they're trying to get all the emails from Alpha Bank about or from Fusion GPS. That's the former Wall Street Journal reporters. They're basically dirty tricks operators for various Democrat Party operatives. But again, this is kind of thin gruel, you know. I mean, this is like the guy Kevin Kleinsmith, the FBI lawyer. I mean, they convicted him of a felony and then gave him a suspended sentence. I mean, death, where is thy sting? Does anyone think this guy's going to prison? I don't think so. 844-500-4242. I'm getting ready to head south to sunny Florida, and that means I have to visit Perfect Smiles again before I depart. I just did it a couple of weeks ago. I don't go to anyone other than Dr. Bruce Houghton. My most recent visit a couple of weeks ago was great meeting a new patient from Concord, New Hampshire, who's been listening to the show for years and finally decided to make the drive to Nashua. And he was happy he did. Perfect Smiles has had clients from all over, Northern Maine, Cape Cod, and Connecticut, among other places. Howie Carr Show listeners understand that Dr. Houghton is worth the trip. When you need to get first-class dental work done, from full reconstructive to veneers to anything else involving your mouth, you need to go to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Perfect Smiles is easy to get to, just off the main drag, and it has plenty of free parking. Don't trust your dental work to anyone but the best, and that means Dr. Bruce Houghton at Perfect Smiles. Visit the Perfect Smiles website and see my before and after video. After you see what Dr. Houghton did for me, you'll understand why so many listeners visit from all over New England. They go to Perfect Smiles. And believe it or not, since the pandemic started there, they've instituted new protocols, and they make a visit to the dentist more pleasant than ever. If you've waited for a year and a half to have dental work done, you shouldn't hold off any longer. The longer you wait, the more painful and the more expensive it's going to be to get your mouth back in working order. Trust your dental work to Perfect Smiles. Visit their site today at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. And don't forget to let them know you are a Howie listener. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger.
You just shot an unarmed man.
Well, he should have armed himself.
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by Gold Co. Stagflation is making a comeback. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr to request your free IRS loophole guide and learn how you can protect your wealth and take control of your retirement. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would you ever vote for a governor who tries to implement a statewide vaccination identification program?
You mean like Charlie Parker says he's going to do or is thinking about doing? No, I would not.
98% say no.
Yeah. In a way, I kind of feel like, you know, dirty Harry Callahan. Go ahead, Charlie. Make my day. But probably, I don't get it. By the way, people are saying that this is, despite what the texters are saying, he has the same name as Chelly Pingree, the congresswoman from the 1st Congressional District, Southern Maine. But that's her ex-husband is M. Donald Sussman. This is Michael Sussman, who is going to be indicted. I doubt, you know, he may be suspended from the practice of law, but I doubt he'll be disbarred. And I very much doubt that he'll, as a first-time offender, that he will be, disbarred or have to go to prison either. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And we were playing a lot of coughs in the first hour from Joe Biden. And let's play a couple more just to refresh our recollections here. Cut 18 from the Biden press conference earlier today.
It would ask just for two pieces of information from the banks of these folks. That amounts, the amounts that come into their bank accounts and what amounts go out of their bank accounts.
Oh, that's all they want to know is what goes in and what goes out. What could be more reasonable than that? Unless you're an illegal alien, of course. In which case, everything free in America. Cut 15.
Just look at agriculture and the food industry. A very small number of giant corporations now dominate the market.
Oh, so I guess that's the thing he wants to put the death tax on, to destroy the remaining family farms and small businesses in the U.S. Everything is fine, though. So anyway, after the Biden press conference, and incidentally, he ran away again without taking any questions. Might as well play that one, too, before we go on. Cut 32.
Thank you all very much. God bless you all. May God protect our troops. Thank you.
Just walk away, Renee. Thank you very much, he said.
That boy's just a walk away, Joe. Born to be a believer, tell you from the word go.
May God protect our troops, because God knows Thoroughly Modern Millie and Jake Sullivan and Taliban Tony and I aren't going to protect them. Good Lord. But anyway, after the press conference was over, Jen Psaki is sent out and to clean up any messes. And one of the messes that she was asked about is this recurring cough that seems to be getting worse as the days go by. So let's listen to her the question and to her response.
One very different, separate. Many of us were in the East Room watching the president. Mm-hmm. We've seen him on many occasions where he has a repeated cough. What is the situation with that cough, and is that a concern?
It's not a concern. We have a doctor who travels with him, obviously, who checks in if it is ever warranted. And certainly that continues to be the case, as it has been since the beginning of his presidency.
Is there an explanation for why he coughs so frequently in situations like that? I'm sure you saw it.
I did. I don't think it's an issue of concern. I think there are a range of reasons why we may need to clear our throat, or we may have a little light cold. And that's certainly something that presidents, elected officials, reporters, spokespeople can confront. But it's not an area where we have a medical concern.
Notice she's using, we used to call it in newspapers, the editorial we, but there's another way to describe it, the royal we. We may need to clear our throat. What do you mean, we, Kemosabe? We're not asking you, Jen Psaki. We're asking you about the President of the United States. And by the way, what kind of doctor travels with him? Is that a gerontologist? Look it up. You'll know why I asked the question. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Howie, Durham's been working on this report for what?
Two years.
And he comes back with these low level, you know, sort of, it's unbelievable. I mean, have the Democrats gotten to him too? Did he find a horse's head in his bed?
I don't know, Dave. How ironic is it that the FBI, the new FBI director, goes before Congress yesterday and has to apologize for the latest atrocity, the Larry Nassar case, and Andrew McCabe goes on TV and says this is the worst dereliction of duty he's ever seen at the FBI. This guy is Andrew McCabe is the poster boy for dereliction of duty. He's the one who set up the entire insurance policy to bag Trump, to frame Trump for crimes he didn't commit. And he says this is the worst dereliction of duty he's ever seen at the FBI. This is a guy who lied three times. He obstructed justice the day he was sworn in as the assistant director. I don't blame you, Dave, for being PO'd about it. We weren't expecting anything, though, were we? I wasn't. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
They have indicted Sussman this afternoon. So and someone says, would we prefer no indictments? Of course we wouldn't prefer no indictments. But, you know, there's so much there. And this guy Sussman, he's a minnow in the ocean of corruption. I mean, the very fact that Andrew McCabe, one of the architects whose wife ran for the state Senate, and Terry McAuliffe, a bundler, I should say, for Hillary Clinton, gave Andrew McCabe's wife $700,000 to run for a state Senate seat in Virginia, unsuccessfully. When Andrew McCabe was handling the Clinton espionage investigation, I mean, how much more corruption do you need to have? I mean, the inspector general said that the day Andrew McCabe succeeded temporarily James Comey after Comey was fired by Trump, he lied three times to FBI agents. You know, you're not supposed to lie to FBI agents. That's what they've just indicted Sussman for. Why wasn't McCabe indicted? McCabe got a big book contract, became a contributor to CNN. 844-500-4242-603, without indictments would have no squealers. Yeah, but the reason they got this guy Sussman is because they flipped Baker. But, I mean, Baker was the general counsel. He was like one of the leading coat holders for Comey and McCabe. I mean, this is the only guy he can deliver is Sussman? I would hope Sussman could deliver. I would think Glenn Simpson from Fusion GPS would be a bigger fish than Sussman. I would hope they could. This guy Simpson is a real sleazebag. He's a former reporter for the Wall Street Journal, and he's the one who hired Christopher Steele, the Brit quote unquote spy who concocted the dodgy dossier where they made up all that crap about the P tape and Carter Page getting an $11 billion bribe and Michael Cohen going to Prague. Well, Michael Cohen did go to Prague. The problem was it wasn't the Michael Cohen who was Clinton's lawyer, or who was Trump's lawyer, excuse me. Anyway, 844-500-4242. We might as well, since we're talking about Terry McAuliffe, who gave all the money to Mrs. Director of the FBI, when all the Clinton money, when Andrew McCabe was investigating Clinton, McAuliffe is running now for governor again in Virginia to succeed Governor Blackface, Governor Klansman Northam. And so he's the one who was just spotted. I think Fox News had the story. He was on an Amtrak train where masks are required. And he's one of these guys who tweets out instructions to the lesser mortals, telling them that they have to obey the mask mandate. But of course they have pictures of him now walking through the Amtrak car and also through the station, Union Station, I guess, in DC, not wearing a mask. But anyway, he was at a candidates night and a Virginia sheriff asked him about getting support from a group that wants to defund the police. And Terry McAuliffe, he's always been a hot tempered moron. So listen to him go off on this sheriff, an elected sheriff.
If you accepted an endorsement from the new Virginia majority, they are a large defund the police organization who want to abolish prisons and ICE. You said that you were proud to accept their endorsement.
Well, first of all, Sheriff, I'm proud to accept any endorsements. I get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. I can't. Groups that endorse me, I don't know everything they do. If I ever support defund the police, are you out of your mind? I've invested in law enforcement. I just went through 25 minutes of telling you what I do for the police. Not defunded, I funded them.
So you'll never support defunding?
I won't even dignify that with an answer. If my track record of 4 years as governor, not enough for you to understand how I feel on law enforcement, I will not dignify that with an answer.
Unbelievable. I don't believe an answer to either one of those questions.
Well, I don't care what you believe. I got a track record. And I'm proud of that track record.
Yeah, train track record, as Taylor says. Right. So he took the endorsement from defund the police group, but he says, I'm in favor of funding the police. There's a line from Hamlet that comes to mind. Methinks he doth protest too much. You know, the louder they yell, the more likely they are they're lying. That goes for politicians of either party. What a jerk. What a jerk. 844-500-4242. Phil, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, good afternoon, Howie. I don't know if you saw this yet or spoke about it, but it seems that our senior senator had written a letter to Amazon voicing some complaints. You did see it and mention it. And basically, from my estimation, she's seeking censorship over some dangerous books out there. And, you know, regardless of how
pamphlets
you feel
is
about
what they, yeah,
any of
this. Yeah, this is, well, it's Alex Berenson, who's been a guest on this show, who's really a smart guy. He's a former New York Times reporter. He's now a mystery writer, basically. He's written some best-selling mysteries. And he's a real skeptic about the COVID-19 panic. And, she wants his books not to be sold. You know, I mean, you know, when you stop Amazon from selling books, Phil, it's kind of a modern day version of book burning, isn't it?
Exactly. And I am flabbergasted. I'm telling you, first of all, politically, I've done a roundabout in the past year, and I'm just amazed at how I was thinking once before, and just this just kind of helped seal the deal. These things. So just want to let you guys know about that.
I know, and she's a professor of law, or was a professor of law, tenured at Harvard Law School, and she's supporting censorship. I mean, people are being canceled all the time off of social media, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, because their political beliefs differ from that of big tech, or the deep state, or the Democrat Party. And it's a badge of honor. But on the other hand, you know, Alex Berenson deserves to be able to make a buck. He's working hard on these pamphlets. You may have heard him on this show. He's really a smart guy. He understands what he's talking about. And she wants to shut him up because she doesn't like it. You think she would have liked to shut me up when I went, la, 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 la? Damn right she would have. She doesn't like anyone calling out any Democrats. She wants to be able to control everything. This is really, really bad. And her acolyte, Michelle Wu, is now the front runner for the Boston mayor's job. You got to decide. I mean, she's running against somebody I don't like, but you know, you got to decide. You know, who's going to hurt you less if you live in the city of Boston? Thanks for the call, Phil, and thanks for pointing that out. Again, it's worthy of mention over and over again. Jacob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jacob.
Hey, how you doing, Harry?
Good.
Hey, I'm just trying to figure out combat vet here with the 82nd Airborne.
Yes.
Where are we actually going here with these mandates, which for one isn't laws? Like, what do they expect to happen?
Watch out there, Jacob. I know what Jacob's saying. I mean, I was going to ask you if he hadn't said that, I was going to ask him what he thinks of Thoroughly Modern Millie, because Thoroughly Modern Millie used to be in the 82nd Airborne. I'd like to see him go out of a plane now in a parachute. When he hit the ground, it'd be recorded on the Richter scale. Probably about a six and a half. I almost worked that into my column today. Maybe I should have. The VIPs are getting a chuckle out of it. It's true, isn't it?
I'm 82nd
Airborne. You're 82nd Airborne too? Yeah. What, you ever see a guy that fat go out of a plane? No.
Only on a heavy drop.
Only on a heavy, very heavy drop. You'd be in the 82nd Stone Airborne, maybe. God, that guy. Yeah, he is so bad. I should probably mention this now. I called up today. I didn't expect to get an answer, but Belmont Hill School did come through for me. I emailed them this morning, and I said, you know, Dr. Rachel Levine, you know her, the woman who used to be Richard Levine, she went to Belmont Hill School. It's an all-boys school.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
Rachel was a linebacker on the 74 team, okay? I'm stating facts now. I don't want to be canceled here. And Thoroughly Modern Millie was also on the team. And I don't know what position he played, but he was on the team. He was a year behind Rachel at the all-boys school. And so I just had this feeling that maybe it wasn't the best team that was ever fielded in the Prep League, the ISL, Independent School League in Massachusetts. Not that I'm snobbish or anything, but we had a pretty good team. We've sent some people to the NFL, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know about Belmont Hill School. But they responded to me, and I thank them for that. And you know what their record was? Taylor, would you care to guess what their Belmont Hill's record was when Rachel and Thoroughly Modern Millie were on the team?
How many games were they playing?
7.
I'm going to say 1-6.
You called it. 1-6. They had a UMass Amherst type season, in other words. Except UMass usually goes about 1-11 because they play a bigger, longer schedule now. 844-500-4242. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Howie, thank you for taking the call. I was a little more acidic yesterday, but I got censored because it was too acidic. So I've toned it down to pablum versatility here. What's happening with Millie and what's happening with the voting, with the voter frauds, this is undermining the presidency of the United States. And Emperor Biden doesn't need any undermining because his administration is already quite undermined to begin with. What do you think, Howie?
I think it's just amazing that he's getting away with this. I mean, he said that, if he wants to have a conversation with General Lee, and by the way, this is the guy who's very worried about white supremacy, and ironically enough, he's talking to a guy named General Lee. Not Robert E. Lee. This is Lee Zhao Ching or something like that. But he's going that not only is he having a conversation with him, but he says, if we attack, I'll let you know. I mean, isn't that going to lead? I mean, again, it's insane that he would say something like this because Trump is the least bellicose president we've had since Dwight David Eisenhower. I mean, he hit Baghdadi, he hit Soleimani, but he didn't send troops into harm's way. And for Millie to say this, I mean, he's out of his mind. He's crazier than Jack D. Ripper, the cut we played from Dr. Strangelove yesterday. He's just consumed with Trump derangement syndrome. But for him to say, I'm going to call and tip you off if we're under attack, what happens to generals who have tipped off the enemy in time of war? What happened? You know, and we all know what happens. You want a cigarette? Then they put the blindfold on. Then they throw you up against the wall. I mean, and this guy is going to get a bigger book contract than Andrew Cuomo. He's going to get directorships on all these Chi-Com coddling Silicon Valley corporations, social media. He's going to get he's going to get more money than Bill Clinton for speeches to these hedge funds in New York and Wall Street. He's going to get honorary degrees. He's going to get the Profiles in Courage Award for trying to sell the country out for no reason, for no reason. He was taking his orders from Nancy Pelosi. You know, she said, is anyone standing up to that fat ass? And he said, I agree. A guy that weighs 300 pounds should not be engaging in fat shaming. That's my humble belief. 844-500-4242. I say that as a former fatty, an erstwhile multi-chinned bloated buffoon. He is a bloated, beribboned buffoon, a groveling general. Makes me want to throw up. 844-500-4242. If you've been holding off on trying Balance 7, then don't wait any longer. Balance 7 is extending their $10 off offer for another week. Get $10 off their 6-week supply bottle and free shipping with code word Howie10. I've been drinking Balance 7 consistently for almost a year now, and I can notice the difference. I feel stronger, healthier, and more energized. As the seasons change, it's important to stay healthy and maintain an active lifestyle. That's easy to do with Balance 7. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid that you take three times a day to break down the acids in your body. Often I'm asked to try products and can be very skeptical of claims, but with Balance 7, everything I was told turned out to be 100% true. At Remotes, listeners sometimes thank me for introducing them to Balance 7. They tell me Balance 7 has really worked wonders for them. We have jugs both at the studio and at home. I just asked the mailroom manager to make sure we have a fresh jug in Florida when we fly down early next month. That's how good Balance 7 is. Once you get used to it, you'll never want to be without it. Balance 7 works by reducing the acids that naturally build up in your body over time. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid three times a day and you will feel the difference within 24 hours. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, or joint discomfort, then give Balance 7 a try. For one more week, save $10 off their six-week supply bottle and receive free shipping with code HOWIE10. That's code word HOWIE10 at balance7.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr has ditched the big tech overlords and taken his show to Rumble. Watch the show live and uncensored at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.
This hour of The Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by Fun Spot in Laconia, New Hampshire. 60,000 square feet of fun and entertainment. Rain or shine, the fun spot to be.
If you're looking for a woke male role model, well, you've got the wrong guy.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
My friends all know me as General Lee. I'm the General Lee. A pistol puppet steel gun.
General Lee, we've known each other for 5 years. Can I personally surrender to you? I can wait until August till I can surrender to the Taliban, but I'd like to get an early head start on it. 339, Millie would have tipped off the Hessians that Washington was crossing the Delaware. Good historical analogy, I think. Can we simply refer to him, says 508, as Benedict Millie?
The General Lee.
207, Millie reminds me of a very old and very fat John Goodman. The difference being John Goodman was pretty funny. Millie just, oh, God. Once again, this is what you get when you have the Ivy League in control. He went to Harvard. No, excuse me, Princeton. He went to Princeton, and then he went to Columbia. I was getting him confused with Taliban Tony Blinken, who went to Harvard and then went to Columbia Law School. I told Mark Simone today on WOR in New York, I said, you know, Columbia's got a lot to answer for in this administration, just like the Obama administration. Although nobody, you know, he went to Columbia, nobody ever knew who he was. I've yet to ever see anyone yet, any other Columbia grads who remember Barack Obama. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Howie, why is it nobody is putting two and two together and evaluating that what Millie did was basically give the Chinese first strike capability, that if he had called, we're toast.
I don't know what the hell he was thinking of. I mean, you know, he's so smart. He's got 2 degrees from the Ivy League colleges. Didn't he pay attention to what Trump was doing? Trump was doing nothing compared to what all of the previous presidents going all the way back more than 60 years had done, which was commit U.S. troops to foreign lands, gotten into foreign entanglements, as it's called. You know, Trump kept us out of foreign entanglements. A trade war is not the same as, taking up arms against another country. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.